Welcome, cherished viewers, to our noble lineage. Today's program highlights the life of Sri Ma, or the respected Holy Mother, a beloved contemporary saint who helped to inspire a compassionate, vegetarian-based lineage of disciples. She was born near Kamakhya in the state of Assam, India, sometime between 1938 and 1948. Sri Ma descended from the family of the famous Bengali saint and poet Ramprasad Sen and is also the niece of the eminent poet Renuka Sen. Before Sri Ma's mother was pregnant with her, she visited the Kamakhya temple, a temple dedicated to the supreme goddess of love, on top of Kamakhya Mountain in Assam. There, Swami Bhuvananda Saraswati revealed to her that she would soon have a divine child, and he gave her initiation. From the time of birth, Sri Ma had known she is a divine being. She was born with the ability to go into samadhi, or to go beyond, as she calls it. Since her youth, Sri Ma's only desire was to meditate and merge herself with God. Her earliest memory is the voice of her guru, Sri Ramakrishna, the revered 19th century Indian saint, saying, "Oh, you came again. Much needs to be done again in this age of darkness. You've got to show what divine life means, what is spiritual practice, or sadhana, and what is sacrifice." Even though Sri Ma came from a very wealthy and influential family, she was brought up in a very simple way. She walked to school barefoot every day and helped with most household chores. At the age of 7, Sri Ma began to wander in the forest to meet yogis and saints. With humility, she would ask them questions and received many wise teachings. One sadhu told her about the benefits of being near spiritual practitioners.
"Just as when a person sits in the sun and its warmth penetrates all throughout the body, just so, in the presence of an illuminated soul, the inner light of spiritual knowledge travels all throughout the inner being. Without speaking many words, these people share profound truths."
She spent most of her free time in meditation and realized that nature always provided her with everything necessary. By the age of 11, she knew almost every cave in the eastern region of the Himalayas. As a teenager, Sri Ma also devoted herself to social service. She organized all her friends and children in her community to prepare and sell ground spices to raise money for medical treatment for the village's underprivileged members. Sri Ma's grandmother was a highly spiritual lady. Sri Ma related about her grandmother.
"She had a very strong practice. She taught me with every action, because she did sadhana, or spiritual practice, with every action. She did the morning prayer without fail. Every time she would open a new bottle or package, Grandmother would say God's name in a mantra.
Although Shri Ma never met late Guru Ramakrishna in person, she was constantly guided by him through visions. It was Ramakrishna who inspired her to live the life of a wandering ascetic as a teenager. She left home with nothing but the clothes on her back and a copy of the Chandi Pat, a holy scripture about Goddess Durga, and went to live in the forests and foothills of Kamakhya and the Himalayas, where she did intense spiritual practice. She went so deep in samadhi, it is said that whenever she sat down to meditate, an aura of illumination radiated from her. It was inconceivable for a woman to travel around India alone, let alone with no money or possessions, but Shri Ma was never afraid. She used to say, "Shame, hatred, fear, these three will not remain." The little animals of the forest would congregate around her and were so attracted that they would forget each other's presence when they were near her. Shri Ma had been a strict vegetarian since birth. She recounts,
"My grandmother was a vegetarian her whole life, but the rest of our family ate chicken once a week. One day we were sitting at the table and everyone was trying to get me to eat chicken, and I fainted. From that time, I slowly gave up my taste for all food."
Shri Ma became renowned in northeastern India through her many years of wandering, and there are countless miraculous stories about her. In the early 1980s, it seemed that Shri Ma would give up her body as she stayed for long periods in samadhi. With much worry, her devotees prayed in chants throughout the nights. It was during this time that the American-born Swami Satyananda Saraswati appeared in her life. Swami Satyananda had spent 15 years trekking across the Himalayas. He practiced recitation of the Chandi Pat in the snow of the mountains, as well as in boiling hot water springs. He became proficient in numerous languages, including Bengali and Hindi, and he developed a deep passion for Sanskrit. During his travels, he would seek to learn the local customs of worship. He also translated many of the classic Hindu scriptures into English. Recognizing her divinity, Swami Satyananda came to see Shri Ma and pleaded, "You have to stay in this world and protect this world," Shri Ma promised. "Okay, I'm promising you. I will help." Shri Ma relates about Swamiji, "From the moment the Divine Mother gave me my first vision in samadhi of Swamiji, I knew he was a great sadhu." In 1984, Shri Ma left India for the United States after Shri Ramakrishna came to her in a vision and asked her to unite the motherland, or India, and the fatherland, or USA. She, Swami Satyananda, and a few dedicated disciples now live a very simple life in Northern California at the Devi Mandir, or Temple of the Divine Mother. They are naturally vegetarian for humane and spiritual reasons, dedicate every day to worship, and offer all to God.
Love, pure love, fooled me, America. Okay? And also Ramakrishna told me to come here. Told him, we have lots of work here to show pure love.
Shri Ma spends 12 to 14 hours per day in meditation, doing puja, or worship, and reciting holy scriptures. She also cooks, cleans, sews, gardens, sings, draws, counsels, doctors, among other activities. Shri Ma's inner bliss is infectious, and many who have met her have experienced their hearts opening and their consciousness expanding.
She lives her spiritual practice, and she's an example, and that's what makes her a guru. She's not a guru to us. She didn't make herself the guru to us. We made her the guru. And guru means the example of somebody who's doing something very special that could inspire us to change our lives. Regularly, she comes and inspires a congregation. And she teaches, and she gives classes, and she writes books, and she does all kinds of things to be an example to us.
So that is your typical day, what we would experience here this morning?
We do this every day.
You do it every day?
Every day, 24 hours a day, someone is sitting at the fire chanting mantras, making offerings, and making worship at the altar. That's what we call sincere worship, a sincere dedication to the love of God, that I'm going to do some affirmative action to demonstrate the sincerity of my devotion, of my dedication.
My whole action is puja.
Her whole action, whether she's cooking or cleaning or chanting or worshiping, it's all worship.
If you had one wish that you could give to this world, to the people, what would it be?
Just to make a pure love, make discipline your life, make a goal, a perfect goal, and follow your goal, and you'll success, and you can give something to this world.
While living the life of a wandering ascetic, Shri Ma subsisted on daily meals, consisting of a little piece of turmeric and basil leaves mixed with some sandalwood paste and water. She ate this for more than 8 years. People who saw her in samadhi for days at a time called her the goddess of the mountain, the goddess of the river, or simply Shri Ma. We asked Shri Ma and Swami Satyananda if they had any advice for people who would like to become less attached to the habit of eating food.
I'm eating now. But when I was in the sadhana stage, you know, that time I gave up food when I was 17 years old. I gave up food. But when you get a deep meditation, samadhi, and food goes away automatically.
Absolutely, go into samadhi. When you're in samadhi, you won't need anything but air. The pranayama will continue of its own accord. And once you're in samadhi, there is no question of food for the body. You're all spirit. And then you don't think about food. Food is a burden. It's something heavy that weights your body down. And so then the air is enough to keep you going for days together.
There's no second thought.
There's no duality, no second thought. So then how can you think about food for the body when you're all spirit?
So how does the body live if it doesn't...
You have to keep faith on God.
To conclude our program, let's listen to an excerpt of a song of praise to the Supreme Goddess from the Chandi Pat. Our sincere gratitude, Shri Ma and Swami Satyananda, for sharing your pure love and wisdom with us. May your noble examples continue to brighten the world with divine light. For more information on Shri Ma, please visit www.shrima.com. harmonyinthecosmos.org. Thank you, harmonious viewers, for your company today on Our Noble Lineage. Next on Supreme Master Television is Between Master and Disciples. May all lives be ever graced with heaven's love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NL.